Alderman Dandridge.
And unfortunately, Mr. Deal and Commission, the surrounding housing to the west here is mostly multifamily, duplexes and multifamily. Aren't I correct? I mean, as you go to the north, yes, there's single family. Yes, there's some spotted single family. But there are townhomes, duplexes, and a large multifamily complex across the street from the gas station. So this project that's being presented to us, definitely, hey, I've lived in Franklin for probably 23 years, and nothing's happened here in this area. The old tire store, a Goodyear store, or whatever it was going to be, you know, kind of came and went, you know, as the industry changed. So, you know, it's something that, yes, you know, Mr. Bodner mentioned it, density. We've always been talking about density, and I wanted to know if the service departments had any issues with it, since this is not going to be an elderly 55 and older project. This is going to be any age appropriate, okay, primarily probably younger families, okay, or maybe senior that still have their own individualized properties and but don't want to do all the maintenance involved. I know we've asked for improvements on the, you know, the facade and natural and brick. It's probably something that we can continue to tweak a little bit to get to fit, especially with the what's across the street, okay, in regards to Wyndham, okay. I'd be willing to pass this on to the council at least for their review.
Okay.
Nothing here.
Alderman Dandridge.
I'd like to recommend a motion approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from R3 Suburban Estate Single Family Resident District to R8 Multifamily Resident District, generally located at South Scepter Drive and West Church Street, approximately 5.723 acres.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent. And mayor didn't vote. Okay. So from the site, from the rezoning, what do you want to do? Site plan or
special use next? Public hearing for that one.
Okay. Special use, Mr. Deedle. Mr. Martinez.
Notices hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, October 3, 2018, at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter, as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by William Bodner, Managing Member, Bodner Property Management, LLC, for a special use to allow for construction of 5 8-unit multifamily residential apartment buildings, 40 units of on property zoned R8 multiple family resident district, concurrent application to rezone property from R3 suburban estate single family residence district to R8 multiple family resident district, a special use open space subdivision option 2 under the Unified Development Ordinance, R3 suburban estate single family residence district development standards require in part a minimum of 0.3 open space ratio, 1.7 gross density, and 2.48 net density upon the property. Special use regulations provide in part at section 15.307.01.8 of the Unified Development Ordinance that district standards may be modified by the Common Council pursuant to recommendations of the Plan Commission. The public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirement and standards of section 15.307.01, general standards for special uses, 15.3.07.02, detailed standards for special uses in residential districts, and 15.9.01.03, applications for special use permit of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft form resolution is subject to revisions following public hearing and further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Okay, we have a properly noticed public hearing. For the public, this is the section of the approvals and recommendations tonight that has all the details, number of units, landscaping, architectural review, that kind of thing. So, Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. So, again, the property is up on the screen. This does require a public hearing. Common Council will have the final decision on this matter, same as with the rezoning. As the mayor had mentioned, this contains the details. So, again, a multifamily development is being proposed, 40 units total, 8 units in each, 5 buildings. They'll be spread out in the site. There is a wetland on the south end that they're staying out of. They may or may not be encroaching within the setback and buffers. That's going to be the topic of a separate natural resource special exception. Their stormwater pond will be on that south side as well. The buildings will be on the majority of the rest of the site. I can mention that there was a artificial wetland on the north end that has been determined to be artificial by the DNR, and I don't know if they have the Army Corps approval or jurisdictions, the applicant saying yes. So that means our regulations would not apply to that northern one. So again, they're proposing the buildings throughout the site. There'll be some parking in between the buildings. There'll also be parking provided inside the buildings. The applicant mentioned that they has an easement on the north side of the property in case there is a driveway or something that goes that way, but the applicant does not wish to construct that. They are not proposing any sidewalks at this time, but when we get into the details, staff will have a number of recommendations about landscaping, sidewalks, those things. Staff was recommending no for this application as well.
Mr. Martinez, do we have the site plans available for the projector?
The projector.
Could you get to your...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He should be able to get to the network.
If it was just us, I wouldn't worry about it, but we got people in the audience, so... Now, this is interesting. See how you organize your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to Mr. Bodner's plans, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So
interesting.
Most of our files are organized by property address.
Interesting.
So it's street first. And then if there is an address, which then this one does not, then we just make one up. And then it's each different application has its own folder. The special use, did you open up the special use folder? Oh, you opened up all of them.
Here we go. It's a big file. Thank you. Very good.
So, again, north would be to the right.
Okay. So, this is a public hearing.
Site plan, it says Bodner Center.
Oh, keep going. Right there. Two more.
Okay, so that is the site plan. As I mentioned, north would be to the right. Scepter is on the top of the screen, and then Highway 100 would be on the south side of the screen. They show the 5 buildings, actually 2 stormwater ponds, and then the parking would be in the internal and inside the buildings. And so the special use deals with the uses, the density, and this resolution will also contain most of any conditions that the Plan Commission and Council want to impose.
And look at this. Road goes around the silo. Okay, this is a public hearing. I will open a public hearing and ask for any public wishing to speak. Please rise and come forward and give us your statement. Anybody? Mr. Magda. I already said good evening to you.
Tony Magna, 10321 West Church Street. I think this is a good plan. I own the property to the... Actually, we used to own this property that you want to build on. So I have no objections to the way it is. For the record, I would also like to say that silo, I have the paperwork that say if I want that silo removed, the property owner, like him, would have to remove it. That's the paperwork that I have. I also have the naming rights to the road if it goes through from Separate Drive to Highway 100. So that's the things I have. Also, the driveway by the speedway, that was the state authorized that to me, and I have paperwork saying that that driveway stays on that property. So I'm just putting that for the record. You were talking about that tire store. Firestone wanted to build that station there, and they would have put the road through from Scepter Drive to Highway 100 at their cost. But the city screwed it up. They gave them so much grief, they said the heck with it, and they pulled out. So I lost a good sale price on that property. So, but as far as this is, I think it's a good thing for the neighborhood. And it's a put on the tax rolls, increase the tax rolls.
Tony, could you get that, Tony, that agreement you have with the state relative to the road at the speedway, if you could get a copy of that to the city engineer, that'd
be great.
I have to
look it up. I think my son is handling a lot of this right now.
If you find it.
I can look at that.
Thank you.
I might have it in my record someplace.
Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody else?
I'm confused. Ivan Garchinsky, 7871 South Sucker Drive. I'm confused how apartments are ever good for a tax base. I mean, the school use versus the potential tax gain, that never works out. I'm confused why that's being discussed without being challenged.
Oh, it's commonly known that the number of children in an apartment is far less than a single-family home, and actually usually less than a condominium.
But the relative incomes, and they don't pay property taxes individually? I mean...
No, but the owner of the apartment building pays substantial property taxes based on the value.
That's not been my understanding.
Well, okay. I mean, that's the way it works, though. So, but thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Seeing no one else rise, I'll close the public hearing. Ms. Alderman D'Andrea.
I'd like to make an additional comment in regards to taxes. Or let's say that the demand or the overburdenedness that's not occurring on our school district, and actually the school district numbers and the number of students are actually declining. It's because the city of Franklin has not had any residential development in approximately 10 years plus. And so the school district is actually in a state of flux in regards to they need development, and they need residential development as well as we need density development like something like this, even though it may not be the most appropriate for people surrounding, but it will be beneficial for the community, especially located in a CC area across the street that is also needs density, needs development as well. So, I know that you may not be in favor of it, and logic, historic logic, you are correct. But today's logic with baby boomers and not baby boomers, the boomers of today, the millennials, not having kids is causing a problem with our school districts. And so we're trying to address that.
Said in a different way, the school district needs growth in their enrollment numbers to maintain or increase their state aids. When the enrollment declines, as it's been over the last few years, they lose state aids. So that's the school district thing. I'm not fighting their battles for them, but
yeah.
City Engineer Morrow.
Mayor, I think you're trying to illustrate that the easement went all the way through, but that's actually not an easement. That's a building setback line.
Oh, okay.
So when you enter off of Lover's Lane, there is actually a 30-foot by 100-foot proposed access easement. So what that allows is when the northern property develops, which I do think mixed use would be a good one for that one, or even commercial, that they could come in off of there at a light, and it would allow the driveway to come in and turn to the north. But it would not go all the way through and punch through to Scepter Circle.
Let's talk about the tax issue. Mr. Bodner, what's your estimated value on this?
Yeah, so it's the project, when completed, will be close to $8 million, plus or minus.
$8 million,
which is about, it will be about $200,000, plus or minus, on average, $200,000 a unit, which is not much different than the condominiums across the street or whatever. So, and I pay the taxes, so I pay the taxes.
Okay, so if this was to develop single family, this is 5 acres, so you can estimate 8 homes maybe on a 30-acre lot, less the driveways, and 8's kind of generous. So the average price on a home here is about $325,000-ish. That nets out to be $2,600,000. So we're gaining essentially $6 million in tax base difference and less children. That's just how the numbers work. Anybody else? Nobody else? Is there a motion to recommend?
I'm sorry,
Mr. Deedle.
Just a reminder that, again, most of the staff recommendations are in this resolution. So if you agree with them, you don't have to make any changes. If you don't agree with them, then you'll have to make motions to take those conditions out. And if you agree with any of the suggestions, the end of the staff report contains a number of suggestions. You'd have to have motions to add those suggestions to the resolution. So to summarize, if there's any architectural improvements, that's a suggestion right now. So you would want to add that as a motion if you agree with that. Right now, we're only recommending pedestrian crossings across Scepter and across Highway 100. If you want sidewalks, that's only a suggestion. You'd have to add that as through a motion. The reason I mention that is Ernie Lake Park is just 750 feet to the south of this property. And while there is a sidewalk on the west side of Scepter, there is no sidewalk on the east side. And it's, I looked through the UDO. I did not find a requirement that there be sidewalks on both sides adjacent to Parks and School, but it's not uncommon. But that's why it's only a suggestion. We are recommending that there be a pedestrian crossing to get to the other side of Scepter where there is the sidewalk.
Mayor.
Commissioner Morrow.
Given the population density of the condos or the apartments, I would suggest that we have a sidewalk on this side of Scepter.
I don't see any of these conditions.
So remember,
special use resolution.
Yes, mine does. So the suggestions are not in there, but the recommendations are.
Well, I've got, other than boilerplate, I've got conservation easement for natural resources. I've got a landscape buffer yard easement. I've got sign review application. I've got revised landscape. I've got easements for the utilities and grading and erosion plan.
And then number 10 would be the installation of pedestrian crosswalk.
Oh, you know what? If that was any farther down the page, I would have read it. So the only addition you have here is the sidewalk.
I have or a suggestion for additional architecture, and because there was like 5 suggestions, and those are at the end of the staff report. So the suggestions would be better lighting in the interior of the development by the parking spaces. That's one suggestion. More pedestrian amenities for the development. We give examples. We're not saying that he has to pick any one or more of those. Those are examples, but we mentioned as
Joel,
examples.
Yes, sir. Let's do it this way. Is there a motion to require better lighting for the exterior parking spaces? Is there such a motion?
Yes, so moved.
Is there a second?
Second. Can I talk? Or?
At this point, it would not be legal, but this is one of those things, Bill, where we tell you.
Okay. Well, I just want to, I haven't had the opportunity to explain the site plan or the how the buildings lay out as far as the issues that the suggestions that are being
brought
up.
Mr. Bodner, relative to the
briefly,
lighting.
Briefly, okay. What's not, what you don't see on here is that every garage has a light in front of it, and the which lights up that individual's garage or door, and so it's not, because there's no pole lights, it's not as dark as you may think it is. Now I'm happy to, if you feel that there's one or two lights, whether they be pole lights, which I think is a mistake because it doesn't look right, or something that's a little bit more muted, but that does light up some of the surface parking, in the areas between the buildings, maybe.
So we need
that's
lights.
Okay, but to put big pole lights everywhere is
but we're talking
just
about
not,
the interior.
It's not at all needed.
Okay, well, I'll point out to you that the motion says better light.
Okay.
Doesn't say 15 poles.
Okay. Okay.
And Alderman Dandridge.
Can you just adjust that to work with staff?
It says right at the bottom. Department of City Development for staff approval.
We'll leave that open so you can work it out with staff.
Senator, staff report. Headline comprehensive master plan amendment.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion to add lights, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Staff understands we're not looking for a lot. The next suggestion was development of clubhouse, swimming pool, dog walking area, playground, park, et cetera, et cetera. Any interest in that?
I don't know where you put it, so I'd recommend to strike it.
It's not a strike. It's
or
not put
remove
in.
Remove?
Not put in.
Not put in.
Okay, the next one is walkways or paths. And access to Highway 100. Did I say that correctly, Joe?
Sidewalks from the parking lots and north of the buildings to sidewalks on the outsides, or a safe pedestrian crossing across Highway 100. So it's, again, it's some way to get from the buildings across the street to the shops of Wyndham Village. So it could be sidewalks. It could be pathways. We're not specifying any width. We're not specifying a number. Just some way, somehow.
The applicant points out that my misinterpretation of the drawing is a sidewalk going to the traffic light right here.
Yes.
That comes out right here.
Is that a sidewalk?
That's a sidewalk.
That's
right
a sidewalk.
Oh.
We took the staff comment and added it to the site plan.
It only takes you to Highway 100, right? Do you have a sidewalk on Scepter?
We do not. No, it was not discussed on Scepter. It was only requested or suggested to go across Highway 100.
There's a sidewalk on the other side of Scepter.
There's a sidewalk on the other side of Scepter, and you know, the internal driveway for the site, it's not like it's a heavily trafficked road or anything. People use that to walk. That's what I have a mirror image site 5 miles away on 60th and Ryan Road, and we don't have sidewalks except for the buildings, and it's been working.
All right, well, let's do this one at a time.
Okay.
So since that sidewalk exists, so that's one subject, staff suggestion, we'll ignore that and move on. The next one is site plan to a sidewalk on Scepter Drive. Personally, I don't see where you'd put it. You'd lose the
Talking about a public sidewalk?
Yeah.
Yes. In the right of way, it would fit in the right of way.
Yeah. We don't go to the right
of
way.
So
it would fit in the right of way.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mr.
I'll make that motion.
For a second, to add sidewalk on the east side.
Second.
Question? All those in favor of including the east sidewalk condition? Signify by saying aye.
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 No.
Okay. There's three ayes, one no. The mayor breaks the tie with an aye, which is usual for me, but this is an instance where there's developable land on either side. Okay. The next one is add a second garbage enclosure south side of the project. I think you've...
A second one?
Yeah.
They have a one right in the middle.
Yes.
Or on the northern side.
On the north side, right there.
Yes.
Yeah, if I could explain how those work. Again, yes. It's a similar thing that what I've been doing. It's basically a garage, which I included the freestanding garage plan. I don't know if you have that, but it's basically a two-car garage that we utilize one stall. We put a button on the outside. We put a heavy-duty opener on it, and residents are able to walk in, push the button. We have ample both trash and recycling in there for this size project. And then close it up, and it's not impacted by animals. It's not impacted by wind. Debris not flying around. It's very neat and clean, and it's worked out very well.
Or the neighbors.
Or the neighbors. Yeah, exactly.
That's another issue.
Yeah.
Illegal one.
So this is for 42 units. This is exactly what I've done, and we get pickup twice a week, and it's perfectly fine.
You have that twice a week information?
I do not know if that's in the application materials or not.
Twice a week. Any interest in adding that? Seeing not, I'll move on to the architectural elevate. See how I did that? Architectural elevations.
All right, his comments on architectural elevation was make it a 3 or 4 story building with underground parking. You might as well just say it's just not.
This one was in the staff comments. That's not in the suggestion.
This one is
that's something else.
Third color.
Okay.
To the brick or the siding. Two of the buildings not repeat the same facade treatments as the other three buildings.
I never saw this. Is that in staff comments?
No. It was expanded upon though. We did have generic architectural changes, and then I knew you were going to say like what. And so these are examples.
Okay. All right, I haven't seen that. So, okay.
Oh, and then I struck the one for underground parking.
Doesn't specify.
Third color.
Yeah, third color.
Third color. That's okay.
Plan Commission? I don't hear any objections.
No.
Okay. Mr. Bodner is not objecting. But do you want to put it in?
Yes.
Okay, there's a motion to include that condition about architectural elevations and color changes. Is there a second? So quiet and meek.
We're talking about a third color on each building, is that right?
And one being different than the others.
It added on gable.
Okay, on that motion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So, given all of those changes... Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a 8-unit multifamily residential apartment building, 40 units total use upon property located at South Scepter Drive and West Church Street to include the conditions previously acted on?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Sure.
Just a comment that we need to make a modification to the landscape plan. There's barberries called out, which are subnoxious. Come up with a decent substitute. It's a Franklin thing.
And I hate them. On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. So then we move to the, what do you want to do next, Joel? Site plan or comp plan?
Site plan. That's pretty straightforward. It's just the standard conditions because we put all the extra ones in the special use.
Your motion to approve resolution approving a site plan for construction of multifamily residential apartment development with associated parking, landscaping, lighting, dumpster enclosure, and stormwater management facilities at approximately South Scepter Drive and West Church Street.
So moved. Second.
Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Well, we've done everything, so this one's...
That's CMP.
That's where I'm going. So... Can't really say no to this one. Is there a motion to approve a resolution recommending the adoption of an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 future land use map for property generally located at South Scepter Drive and West Church Street from mixed use to residential multifamily use pursuant to the Wisconsin Statute 66.10014B.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.